Number four, part number four. Don't be afraid to take on the little jobs that you might want to assign others. Again, it's part of getting back into the trenches. But again, it's still the little jobs, the little things. Oh, I can answer the phone. I can answer my own phone. I don't need somebody there. Oh, I can do this. I can handle this customer complaint. It is about getting back into the trenches, but it's also about honing your craft. What did it take for you to get there? The leadership position you're in, the management position you're in. Hone your craft, continually hone your craft. Even the little jobs are what got you there. So don't forget that. Make sure, make absolutely certain that you're not afraid to take on the little jobs. Sure, digging trenches, that's a huge job. That's, you know, filling sandbags, that's a huge job. But the little things, even the little things, they add up. And especially stuff you're gonna delegate to others. If it's a report that needs to get done, you know what, you do it. So you see, it grows and it's incremental. It expands exponentially. But what I'm getting at is you as a leader, don't be afraid to do the big stuff and don't be afraid to do the little stuff. Get in there, make it happen, work hard, and continually show them that you still can do the job at the top as well as the job on the bottom. And when you stop doing that, well, again, that's where problems set in, because now they start losing confidence in you, and that's the last thing as a leader you want them to do, is to lose confidence in you. So don't give them an opportunity to lose confidence. Show them that why you're the leader, why you're on top, and why people still come to you, why people still turn to you, because you're not afraid to continually hone your craft, and that means doing the things you did that got you to where you are now.